I'm Vicky Merrick, the local food report's up now with Elspeth Hay. And around this time every year, Elspeth talks with a local farmer or gardener about ordering seeds for the upcoming growing season. This year, though, she's branched out into aquaculture.
Mark Bagley and Greta Nelson grow oysters in Barnstable Harbor. Here's Mark, who started the farm in 1999.
All of this is Sandy Neck. It's about a 7-mile-long barrier beach. Barnstable used to have a native population of oysters maybe 100 years ago, but it's no longer.
Instead, today, the oysters in Barnstable Harbor are farmed by aquaculture growers. And like all farmers, oyster growers have to buy seed each season. Greta Nelson says that when their oyster seeds arrive from the hatchery, they're tiny, so small that they can't just be put out on the flats. They grow them in bags made of fine mesh.
So we get our seed at 2 to 3 millimeters. And so basically the nursery process with the seed is sort of a negotiation between water flow and mesh size and density with the oysters. So dealing with them can be a little nerve-wracking.
At this size, 4,000 oysters fit into a shot glass. And the farm orders about 400,000 baby oysters from 4 hatcheries each spring, partly to ensure diversity in their sources and genetics, but also because aquaculture has gotten more popular over the past 2 decades, and seed purchasing has become somewhat competitive. Here's Mark again.
Every year it seems to be starting a little earlier. And so now we're starting to get price lists from the different hatcheries as early as October or November. Normally we have all of our orders in by sometime in December, as opposed to 10 or 20 years ago, if you got an order in February, you were ahead of a lot of people.
And when will the first oysters arrive on the farm in the spring or summer?
Usually the orders come in sometime in June. The earlier the better, but if you try to get them too early, there's not enough food in the water. There's not enough algae drifting by for them to eat. And if you get a whole bunch early and there's no food, it's a fast way to lose all of them.
In some places on the Cape, there are still wild oyster populations that spawn and send out seed in early summer. Aquaculture growers have to try to mimic this timing. And some farms do this with the help of a sort of shellfish seed incubator called an upweller.
So an upweller, it would typically be located at a dock, or sometimes there are upwellers that are on land. If you're on a dock, you're in the ocean. If you're on land, you have a water flow intake. And the oysters are in these sort of cylindrical bins that have a mesh on the bottom. So the water is welling up from the bottom to feed the oysters to circulate the seawater. And oysters are filter feeders, so they're eating phytoplankton out of the water. And so the upwellers are sort of continually circulating that food. And for us, we don't have that. We just have the tidal cycle. So we're getting sort of fresh influx of food for the oysters as the tide is going in and out.
Growing out seed like this on the flats is called a field nursery. And it involves continually moving oyster seed into bigger and bigger mesh sizes. It also requires keeping an eye on seed to make sure the gear isn't fouled with algae and that the oysters are growing and healthy.
Depending on the current and how things are going, you can get a bunch of the little seed all bunched up. And the ones in the middle of the pile, so to speak, don't have much access to food. And so you don't want that to happen. So that's why it's important to check them weekly or every other week.
So it's kind of like repotting a plant.
It's very much like repotting a plant, except it's a whole field of plants, not just a pot of plant. So it's, you know, when you're trying to deal with, you know, a shot glass with 4,000 little animals in it, that just shows you how tiny they are and how careful you have to be. They're baby oysters that have very thin little shells, and if you're rough at all with how you're handling them, you're going to end up with a very poor yield a year later.
It takes about a year to a year and a half for baby oyster seed, or spat, to grow big enough to bring to market. This year's seed will go out onto the flats in June or early July, and before we know it, we'll be eating them on the half shell. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You can see a picture of all that baby oyster seed, well, if you can even see them, and find a link to learn more about Northeastern shellfish hatcheries right on our website at capeandislands.org. The Local Food Report is edited by me, Vicki Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.